Chab and Wulky were moored by their necks and waists to the posts beneath the pier. Their wives and the three little ones were tethered several posts away, though only by a thick rope knotted about the other wives' shoulders, which still allowed them to hold the babes in their paws. Not knowing what they were guilty of, they stared at Chab and Wulky with wide, frightened eyes. Above them, feral cat guards paced the boards on both sides of the pier. More could be seen patrolling the lake shores. Chab whispered to his companion,
"I'd give my whiskers and rudder for an old shell blade knife to cut through these ropes. First thing I'd do would be to free the wives and littlings so they could swim for it."
Wulky strained against the rope about his neck.
"No, mate. Keep still for the moment and stow those wild ideas, if you ain't got anything to back 'em up with. If the wives and babes had to make a run for it, they wouldn't stand a chance with all those cat guards around. All we can do is to hope some beast got word to the clans. If the shellhound gets to know, he won't leave us to be slain. I'd take an oath on that."
A long, thin willow withe was pushed down between the spaces of the pier boards, swung by a cat with a whipping motion. The cane caught Chab a stinging blow to his cheek.
"Shut up down there, or I'll lay about the lot of you little ones too."
Both Chab and Wulky knew who the voice belonged to. Scorecat Grudel, a minor officer, subordinate to Wheelmark Scort. Grudel was a brutal and sadistic cat, short in stature, and savagely cruel to those beneath him, particularly slaves. He twitched the willow withe from side to side, taunting the prisoners.
"Not a peep out of any of you now. 'Twould be a shame to deliver you to Slothernog tomorrow, all cut and bruised. He likes his meat to be tender and unmarked."
He continued flicking them lightly with the long whippy withe. It was some while before Grudel became bored by his callous sport and wandered off, leaving a guard of ordinary rank to watch the prisoners. Chab's wife bit her lip to stop a wail of anguish, now that she knew the fate that was in store for them. Angling his neck against the rope, Wulky gave her a confident wink in an effort to keep up her spirits.
"We won't let anything bad happen to you, Mum. Don't fret. 'Twill only upset the little ones."
Big Colin Galedeep had gathered a crew of poor picked otters, stream divers, stream battles, wave dogs, and some of his own clan, about 50 in all. They were armed with light javelins, which had fire-hardened tips, and slings, with a few blades in evidence, but these were in short supply. They marched stealthily, with Colin and his brother Logo leading them, to the thick tussocks of reed and rush on the south quarter of the lake shore. Letho was nowhere to be seen. They lay low and silent on Colin's orders. They had not waited long when a telltale ripple on the lake's surface came toward their hiding place. Banya Stream Dog, a lithe otter maid, noted for her aquatic skills, pointed.
"Look it, here comes the very bucko himself."
Without a single splash, the shellhound bounded out of the water into the rushes. He nodded a greeting to the crew before addressing Colin.
"Memsie was right, mate. I got up as close to the pier as I could without being spotted. Sure enough, that hellcat Felis has got Wulky and Chab and their families too. They're bound to the supporting posts. There was no sign of Felis about, but there's enough cat guards standing sentry and patrolling all around the area. You picked a fit-looking crew there, Colin. Well done."
The big otter's craggy face looked grim. He tightened his grip on the oar he had brought along.
"Just give the word, mate, and we'll storm 'em. There'll be fur and cat meat flying everywhere."
Letho patted his friend's powerful shoulder.
"Take it easy, bucko. There's far too many of them. We'd be slaughtered. Felis ain't planned anything for them otters till tomorrow morn. The way I sees it, there's no point in us making a move afore dusk. That gives me time aplenty to tell you the plan I've hatched. Now listen careful. We'll free our friends, but this is what you must do."
The long, hot morning rolled on into noontide, with the far lake margins shimmering and the surface lying still as a sheet of glass.